This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by V. Indrani Rejana. The headlines. Eighth session of the Manipur Legislative Assembly commences. Over 99% enumeration forms distributed across Nagaland under SIR exercise. Meghalaya High Court expresses dissatisfaction over the slow investigation into the August 19th KSU rally violence in Shillong. BJP holds organisational meeting in Tripura ahead of village committee elections. And other news in detail. The 8th session of the Manipur Legislative Assembly commenced on Wednesday. This session will have three sittings and conclude on the 7th of this month. Two legislators from the Kuki Zor community, Hawo Kolet Kipgen and Kimnyo Haukip Hangshing, attended the session physically for the first time in 3 years after ethnic violence in the state. On the beginning day of the session, the House conducted obituary reference for four ex-MLAs who have passed away recently. Later, the opposition and ruling party debated on implementation of NRC before census operation in Manipur. The special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Nagaland has achieved 99.28% in the distribution of enumeration forms. According to the latest status report from the Chief Electoral Officer, over 13.47 lakh forms have been distributed against a total of 13.57 lakh electors across the state. Of these, more than 8.2 lakh forms have been digitised, accounting for 60.45% of the total electorate. Eight election districts have completed the form distributions, including Dimapur, Peren, Pugoboto, Mokuchung, Woka, Longleng, Noklak and Tseminyu. The Meghalaya High Court has expressed dissatisfaction over the slow progress of the investigation into the August 19th KSU rally violence in Shillong, questioning why only four persons have been identified despite hundreds allegedly being involved. A division bench comprising Chief Justice Revati Mohite Dere and Justice Wanmura Dingdo observed that the procession should have been stopped after participants allegedly violated police conditions, including wearing face coverings and carrying sticks or lathis. The court was informed that 22 FIRs have been registered, 4 KSU officer pairs arrested and 2 vehicles seized. The court directed the SIT to identify all those involved at the earliest and ensure that those responsible for assaults and property damage are not spared. The Tripura BJP on Wednesday held an organisational meeting at the party's state headquarters in Agartala. The meeting discussed strengthening the organisation at the grassroots level and preparations for the month-long Seva Sankalp Abhiyan from the 17th of September to the 17th of October. Booth-level verification and review were also carried out, along with preparations and electoral strategy for the upcoming village committee elections. BJP National General Secretary Organisation, B.L. Santosh, National General Secretary, Biplab Kumar Deb, Chief Minister, Dr. Manik Saha, North East Coordinator, Dr. Sambit Patra, and party functionaries attended the meeting. The Guwahati High Court has directed the High Part Committee, constituted by the Supreme Court, to examine the rehabilitation of 9 elephants from Assam, currently kept in various temples in Tamil Nadu, including Jemala, after reports of cruelty to the animals emerged. The court has also directed the Tamil Nadu government to ensure proper nutrition, medical care and other basic facilities for the elephants. The matter came to public attention in 2022 after PETA India released a video purportedly showing Jemala being brutally beaten by a mahout at the Tirukovil temple in Tamil Nadu. Following the public outrage, the Assam government filed a petition before Guwahati High Court in September 2022, seeking the return of Jemala to Assam. Meghalaya government has disbursed ₹91.01 crore in umbrella post-metric scholarship funds to 87,691 scheduled tribe students for the academic year 2025-26, with the payments reaching beneficiaries ahead of the scheduled timeline. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma had released the scholarship funds on the 27th of August at Shillong. The Education Department said the money has reached the students' accounts within 3 to 4 working days. Of the 96,812 applicants verified for the 2025-26 session, 87,691 students have received their payments. The remaining 9,121 students could not be paid because their Aadhaar was not linked to their bank accounts or because of similar problems with their bank details. Nagaland Governor Nanda Kishore Yadav on Wednesday reviewed the progress and initiatives undertaken for the development of rubber cultivation in Nagaland. The Governor held a review meeting with officials of the Rubber Board Regional Office, Dimapur, at Lok Bhavan in Kohima. Officials informed that as of March 31st this year, Nagaland has more than 29,794 hectares under rubber cultivation, including around 11,978 hectares of mature plantations. The state recorded total production of over 13,617 metric tons, with productivity at about 1,166 kilograms per hectare. A high-level delegation from the Airports Authority of India, AAI, inspected the Kailashahar Airport in Tripura on Wednesday, taking stock of the existing runway, operational facilities and key aviation infrastructure. The inspection aimed to assess the groundwork required to restore air connectivity to Unakoti district. Following the field visit, an extensive assessment meeting was convened at the Kailashahar Circuit House to evaluate the viability of resuming regular flight operations and projected passenger demands. During the session, the central team gathered feedback and inputs from local public representatives, senior district officials, business leaders and tea estate owners. Two villages, North Chanpui and Saihapui K in Mizoram, have been affected by flood following heavy rainfall, with residents of flood-hit areas being moved to safer locations. Water levels at the Serlui B Hydel Project Reservoir continue to rise after heavy rain. Residents in the lower parts of the North Chanpui have started moving to safer areas as a precaution. Saihapui K was also affected after the Doi Chuahen River near the village overflowed and flooded parts of the settlement, prompting residents to leave their homes. The Arunachal Pradesh Administrative Reforms Commission on Wednesday submitted its first report to the state government, marking a significant step towards making governance more efficient, responsive and people-centric. Sharing the information in a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said, administrative reform was essentially about making the government work better for ordinary people. The Chief Minister said that the reforms proposed by the Commission could help build a more efficient, responsive and people-centric administration in the state. IAA India, a UNESCO official partner, is working to create more opportunities for artists and art enthusiasts in the Northeast. A delegation led by IAA India Northeast Ambassador and UNESCO official partner B. Lalhming Mawi recently met Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma. The delegation urged Sarma to host World Art Day celebrations in Assam to mark the birth anniversary of artist Leonardo da Vinci. The Chief Minister responded positively and directed officials to take the matter forward. IAA India was launched under the patronage of Mizoram Chief Minister Lal Duhoma. Mizoram has launched a statewide school cleanliness competition, the Mizoram Green Schools League, aimed at inculcating habits of hygiene and environmental responsibility among students. The competition is being jointly organised by the Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation, UDNPA, and school education departments under the Swachh Bharat Mission 2.0. Launching the initiative, UDNPA Minister Kesab Danga said that the league would provide an effective platform to instill a culture of cleanliness among school children and help them to integrate hygiene into their daily routines into adulthood. Sikkim's artisans should look beyond the state and take their products to customers across the country through digital platforms, Lok Sabha MP Indra Hang Subha said at the Tribal Artisan Empanelment Mela that went underway in Gangtok on Wednesday. Addressing the gathering, Subha said artisans and entrepreneurs have a key role in Sikkim's economic growth and urged them to approach their work with a long-term vision rather than expecting quick returns. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.